I think the answer to that is yes.
Well, I mean, I'm gonna. The question was the timing of the
how about next beer. You like, finish that one like a champ, podcast, and then you grab another beer.
We're actually all out of beer. All I've got is Not Your Father's Root Beer.
Is that in there?
I don't even like that stuff.
It's in there. Not Your Father's Root Beer. Give me a call. Your shit is deliciously root beer flavored.
Always fishing for promotion.
It's the world today, Brandon.
If we mention a brand, any brand, world, you're like, hit us up, man.
Podcasting is the future, guys. Listen, yes. I know we're not going to be the next JRE, but... I mean, maybe. Who knows? But listen, I want to be part of this next creative movement. And part of that is reaching out and networking. If you guys want to be a part of Napcast, like just as bad as I do, get in here. Give me a call. Call us at brandonsphonenumber.com.
Email us at Napcast.
Don't email us, email. Brandon. I thought we weren't supposed to email Brandon.
No. Companies will email us. People are going to fucking tweet at us.
Brandon came out strongly against my use of email in the promos last week.
There's
now
a
he's
certain
flip flopping.
Certain priority.
Brandon's a flip flopper.
Okay,
flip flopping.
God damn it!
Don't like Brandon.
I hate you. Get yourself another drink.
That's what I love about this podcast, Brandon.
What?
It's ours.
It is ours. We could say whatever the fuck we want.
Yep.
Yep. And damn the consequences. What?
Mm-hmm. Consequences. Ain't nobody listening. And if they are, we don't have to worry about the consequences.
Exactly.
That's how I'm looking at it.
Can't piss nobody off.
Exactly, right? And if they're pissed off, then it must be worth listening to. Did I turn on this tree accidentally?
Yes,
via clapping?
You did. That's why I started laughing.
Yeah, I think so. For those listening, Dave's clapper tree went on.
And he was like, oh, I got it. Okay.
Is there any other business we need to get to?
I mean, is there?
I'm asking.
Anything we need to cover? Talk about what we're doing next week? You mean that type of business? Or like, you mean like...
We are. I mean, we'll cover that at the end, but...
Advertising type. Business.
You just seem to be like
I'm
checking the minutes.
Our posts again.
Okay, that was cool.
$50 at that. You know, I'm not doing anything big. I'm just, you know.
Yeah, that was interesting. Like, you can like, it's really interesting that you can tap into Facebook's like marketing machine, which is all that it is these days.
Yeah, yeah.
And be like, I want to target this specific demographic, which is that's quite interesting.
Well, I'm treating it like I'm treating, you know, almost the crypto thing, which is
yeah,
fun money.
Exactly.
Like, I'm not going to put anything serious into it. I'm just like, $50 here, like, my paycheck, I can take $50 out.
That's real. It's cool, man.
Which I'm broke this month, babe.
The crypto's not so bad because at least it's an investment.
Mm-hmm.
So at some point, I potentially am going to pull that money out.
Yes.
But in the short term, you don't want to move it too much because fees.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, as I put stuff in there to invest, I'm like, oh, man. Like,
it's there
this
now.
This is money I can
while.
Be using to pay off student loans and shit. But some of the returns on this crypto,
pretty good.
So much more than I'm going to save paying off my student loans in like a, you know, ahead of time.
Yeah, true.
You know, because you save money on the interest if you pay more of the principal ahead, which is what I was trying to do all last year, which helped. But
in
overall,
the end,
yeah, it's like if I can triple my money on a crypto deal, you know, then, over a weekend,
yeah.
It's like shit. Well,
that's pretty
I can
good.
Use that to pay off some serious loans.
Yeah,
you know.
It's pretty cool, man.
So, yeah, it's fun. But, yeah, as to other business, I don't think we have anything. I mean, you want to get into it? Or you,
yeah.
I mean, what did you do this week, theoretically, as if we didn't just record an episode?
You know.
Come up with some new shit, bitch. What you got?
I'm getting into a lot of interesting YouTube channels.
Oh, YouTube. I've heard of this shit.
Yeah.
Are you watching the YouTube?
I am.
Yeah?
Did you hear about Logan Paul?
No, who's that?
He's a YouTuber.
I gathered.
Okay, starting there.
Okay.
So he's a YouTuber, and then he went to, I think maybe we did talk about this on the last one.
On the last one?
No, because Ian doesn't watch YouTube.
With Ian? Yeah, no. What the fuck?
So this guy, Logan Paul, is a very, very popular YouTuber, went to Japan, and went to the Suicide Forest, which is that
Oh, we
forest.
Did talk about it with Ian.
We did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was the Suicide Forest, and he found a dead guy, and it was like a big deal, and he laughed it up, and I haven't seen it, so
no,
in all
it's,
fairness,
it's already off. Yeah,
like, I don't know what the big deal is, but
it's a pretty big deal. It's pretty shitty.
It sucks. I mean, you shouldn't taunt dead people. At the same time, I mean,
it's pretty gross.
What did you expect to find in the Suicide Forest? I feel like he was going for that.
Of course, and that's I agree too. He like it was all pretty much he wanted to start some shit.
I mean, I'm not a fan of suicide though. I got to tell you,
no.
I mean, it's kind of some pussy shit.
Permanent solution to a temporary problem.
It's just silly.
Mm-hmm.
You only get one go around.
That's how I feel too.
I mean, you'd have to. Things got to be really, really bad for you to be like, for that to be a legitimate solution.
Terminal patients, like that's the only way.
Yeah, like you have no future.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's over anyway.
Or
I
it's going
go
to be
out
pain,
on my terms.
You know, if it's going to be pain for the rest.
Yeah,
of
life, yeah. But.
But that's pretty heavy. Sorry, I didn't mean to.
Yeah, that. Brandon, starting us off with a big laugh here. Welcome to the studio. If you haven't tuned in, Brandon's a bit of a downer.
sorry. So we get to talk about some of my favorite movies today.
Yeah, right? On the other hand, I came in feeling great, was thrilled to podcast this morning. We've actually, we've been hanging out for a while, just having a good time, just had a couple good steak lunches.
I made a steak sandwich. It was really good.
Brand, this is kind of funny. So I'm trying to cut out bread and pasta. It's a New Year's thing. And
we go upstairs and I'm like, how about steak sandwiches?
I'm like, you want some steak? And Brandon's like, oh, dude, we should do sandwiches. I'm like, dude, fuck you. It's the exact opposite of what I'm trying to accomplish by eating steak. We eat steak because it's not bread. And you're like, why don't you wrap it in some bread?
Well, it was pretty good.
Yeah, I hope it was delicious. I mean, it looked good, but you know what? I enjoyed my steak. And
good.
But, you know, point is, eat cow. If you've never done one of these, this is a you buy part of your own cow thing.
Yeah.
I really kind of enjoyed eating the different cuts. And, you know they're all, I mean, my father's good at it, so he prepares them all pretty well. But you got like you buy an eighth of a cow or a quarter of a cow, however much of a cow you want, and you get. But you know, I feel like there's only like two of some things on a cow. I'm wondering who gets those.
Well, yeah,
it's like if you want the balls, there's only two balls. Only one person's gonna get
only two racks of ribs, bowl. Really.
Yeah, that yeah. That's a good example. That's a better.
That's
example
a better
than balls.
Example, buddy. I don't know how many people are like, who am I gonna split these balls with?
Someone's eating those cow balls. You know it. You know it.
Don't they?
I bet they're delicious. They're probably a delicacy somewhere.
That you eat anyway? Like,
no, I don't know. Is it?
I think so.
I'm not that familiar with how cows
we're not butchers.
Work. Yeah,
just
I mean,
call a spade a spade. We're not butchers.
It's delicious. I've been thinking about hunting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just one of those things I never did earlier in life, and it's.
I don't know if I could take a life like that. If you're gonna eat it and everything, maybe. But like,
that's what I'd want to do.
Personally, I don't know if I could.
I want to give it kind of a.
Want to give it a go?
I think about giving it a go.
Hmm.
Yeah, just to like eat an animal that I hunted.
Sure.
You know, and in that vein, I might do it with like a knife and naked.
Extreme hunting.
Naked and afraid. Dave edition.
True, that doll.
Just
that
chasing
really
deer
funny.
Through the woods. Like they're so fast. who knew they'd be this fast?
Jumping down from trees on a deer.
You gotta
naked.
Find a smoker deer. Like a deer that just doesn't have it anymore.
Doesn't do calisthenics. It's a real lazy deer.
Well, dude, that's the thing. As I try to get more active, like I'm like, well, it'd be fun exercise. Like, you know, it'd be hard and also rewarding, like hunting.
Chasing down woodland animals.
not really with a knife. No, I was thinking about a crossbow.
I was gonna ask if you were gonna do. You would. It suits you to do bow hunting for.
Yeah,
if I were to ask.
But bows are like. But I don't know. I feel like I'd almost want a precision instrument like a crossbow.
Fair enough.
I mean, guns is what I feel like I'd be most comfortable with.
Obviously,
but it feels like cheating
a little bit
against the deer.
Yeah,
it's like.
Like you're not gonna have a Mexican standoff with a deer.
Yeah, he doesn't
put
get
down
a gun.
You put down the gun.
I mean, I'd probably carry one. I'm in the woods.
Yeah.
You know, you'd want to carry something. But, I mean, I feel like I'd want to go, like, crossbow hunting.
Sure.
Like Daryl from The Walking Dead.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't watch that.
Yeah, me neither anymore. It lost me. But
fair enough.
It was good. I enjoyed it for a time. Crazy comic. But, yeah. That's my week. Taking up hunting in January.
Yeah, great time.
I think
time.
It's a bad season for it.
I think it's a bad time for it.
I haven't done any research.
Next week's Napcast. Dave was found frozen in the woods. This show's not going to continue anymore.
Frozen to death.
He was found naked clutching a knife.
Just a Dave-sicle. No, man, I'm a big cold weather like hater too, but like mm-hmm. Here's the thing about cold. If you prepare for it, that's what you learn living in Chicago. If you prepare for it, you really, it's not so bad. The thing about living where it's cold is it's not like you're going out skiing or hunting or for a snowball fight. You don't put on your long underwear and then your thermal mm-hmm. like vest and your layers. You don't prep for it. You're not wearing a ski mask to work. It's that 15 minutes that you spend in the morning when you're clearing off the car and like going from the house to the car and then walking into work.
That's
what kills you. Like, It makes you hate the outside for like 3 to 5 months out of the year.
But you're only outside for, like 10 minutes a day.
But you're not prepared for it.
No.
When I go outside, I'm in the fucking cold up here.
Like, jeans and a t-shirt and a jacket will be fine. And you're like, I'm dying.
Well, dude, even every day, boxers and fucking like dress pants.
Yeah.
Like work, like suit pants. And like, there's no thermal underwear. There's nothing going. And then I'd have to wear them all day. That's just, I mean, office is warm enough.
Insulate fucking slacks. Like.
Oh, interesting.
Actually, let's start that.
Yeah, right?
Let's cut this out. I don't want
to. thermal. I feel like, have we said this before? Thermal dress wear.
That's actually a great idea.
That is a great idea. Write that down. Put it under the other thing.
We can make people in Alaska get all dressed and fancy.
Right? Really class that place up. Fucking Alaskans.
Oh, man.
So, you watch any good movies lately, or what's up?
I watched a couple.
A couple, huh? A
couple movies that I quite enjoyed both.
So two good movies that you enjoyed.
Yeah. You going to do the intro?
I am.
Dave just broke his leg.
I'm Dave.
I'm Brandon.
And nobody asked for this.
I'm a podcast where we dissect reboots, remakes, and retcons of our favorite movies and TV shows.
This week...
Godzilla
versus Godzilla. They're both just Godzilla, right?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, what, 1998 versus 2014?
Correct.
Yeah, I'm Thanks, delineating.
Buddy. Thanks, buddy. I really appreciate that.
What?
Means a lot.
Check that out.
Well, first impressions. What's because I'm a G fan, so I've got my own
Brandon
stuff.
Brandon is an old school Godzilla fan.
Oh, my God.
So I'm actually really curious to hear his kind of take.
Well, I want to hear yours as like somebody who's not familiar with the franchise.
I mean, I'm familiar with the franchise in the sense that I've seen the 1998 Godzilla before.
Mm-hmm.
The new Godzilla was new to me, although I did enjoy it more than I thought I would.
Good.
And I've seen the Godzilla cartoon show.
Wow.
On like Cartoon Network.
That's
the one with like little Godzilla.
That's actually legit. That's legit, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
30 stories. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. That's old school Godzilla cartoons.
That's horrendous. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, wow. No, I'm fluent in old school
that's
Godzilla
legit.
Cartoons. Yeah, but I've never really seen any of the old movies.
Oh, man, they're
I've
so
seen
good.
Clips and people have been like, yeah, you should watch it. And just, yeah, it just seems like monsters fighting monsters.
Yeah.
But that's what I liked about the new one.
Yes.
Because the old one was very much like Jurassic Park-y.
Yes.
Like, we're going to put
we'll
a dinosaur into a thing, into the city, and it's going to fuck shit up. And
then
we're going to learn nature wins. But the new one, and I wanted to see how you felt about this, I was like, this is a monsters fighting movie.
Yeah, it was.
Because they totally got me with the cocoon. The whole time I was like,
I'm
is
glad.
That Godzilla?
When
Where's Godzilla?
When
is,
I
how
first
is Godzilla
saw it, too, it got
thing?
Me. It got me, too, when I first saw it.
You've seen this before?
I saw it in theaters, absolutely.
Oh,
I saw
wow,
it in theaters.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I'm a G fan. I made sure to see it.
You are an OG. An old Godzilla.
Absolutely.
So
when I saw it in theaters, too, I was like, what? That's not Godzilla. Oh,
yeah.
Because they kept it in the dark. They didn't mention that they were going to be the
They did. Speaking of the dark, very dark.
This was the movie that made me turn up my brightness, and I was like, makes a huge difference. Yeah, a huge difference.
It was a lot of time I was like, is that, that's a monster, and it's doing a thing.
Because when they were first in that cave in the beginning, I was like, I can't see shit. What's going on? Let me just kick it up a couple
When they were outside later in the forest, and the guy's leg is behind him the whole time, I was I don't even know what that is. It's all just blackness to me with some faces.
Yeah, it was a pretty dark movie.
It was dark. The first one was dark too, actually.
Which I think, and I don't know if this is true. Sorry. I don't know if this is true, but I think that they did that for the sake of the CG, because it's easier to render things in cloudy and dark than it is in a sunny day.
Even then, it still didn't hold up. There were a couple of scenes where I was like, ooh, that's super CG.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
At
the time, it felt so good, bro.
Yeah, it did.
Felt so good.
I didn't hate the first one.
I didn't hate the first one either. I actually kind of liked the first one.
It's a lot funnier.
When it first came out, I enjoyed that movie.
I did too. Yeah, I did too. And for sure, it's a lot.
Matthew Broderick is funny. Yes. You know? What the fuck happened to him, by the way? I made a note to ask you. I don't know.
He's been in, the producers.
Who did he abuse? I'll tell you what. That guy got in some trouble
Automatically assumed.
He dropped off the face of the earth.
No, I just don't think he does a lot. He did the producers. He was on Broadway a lot.
Was he? Okay.
Yeah, he starred in the opening run of the producers, and then he was in the movie.
Sure, sure. I forget that that's a Broadway show and not just a movie.
Not just an original Mel Brooks movie. Yeah, that's one we can do.
Oh, we could. That's a remake.
Because the musical got made into a movie, but it's originally the Mel Brooks. Yeah. Cool.
Stay tuned.
I don't think I've actually seen the original.
I don't think I have at all.
Yeah.
No, that'd be an interesting experience. I'm into it.
On a plane. But yeah, I don't hate the first one.
I don't hate the first one either. Honestly, there were parts that were funny. You know who's funny? Animal's funny.
Hank Azaria is great. Hank Azaria is kind of great whatever he's in. Come on.
And he plays your typical Brooklyn guy.
Oh my God, the digs.
And you are crazy.
The New York stereotypes that they were throwing out were hilarious.
Pure New York.
But also,
and you know some of those stereotypes are accurate.
Yeah, I guess. I thought it was like a little...
It was. It was over the top and cliche, but it's a 90s movie. It takes place in New York, and I was like, this is,
It's also by the same guys that did Independence Day, so you're not expecting highbrow.
Dude, if you don't remember, the 90s was over the top.
You're right. I take it back. You're right. You're right.
Do you remember the 90s?
Yeah.
It was fucking nuts.
It was a little nuts. Okay. All right, I'll give you that.
Acid wash jeans. What?
But the first one is actually still holds up.
I enjoy it every time.
It's, yeah, it's a lot.
Watch it a lot. I don't go out of my way. But.
No, agreed. I probably saw it twice when I was younger, and then this time. I also called it Blame France.
Maybe I'm
Godzilla
maybe
1998
I'm on four.
Subtitle Blame France.
Blame France. Oh, man,
it was France's fault.
We actually went through a whole subtitle debacle, and because Christine remembered the people who speak French.
I heard.
Oh, you did? Yeah. And she was like, we couldn't figure out if we needed subtitles because I was like, there's those French people in there. And it turns out they speak English most of the movie.
Most of the
and
time.
When they don't speak in English, you can really easily determine.
Uh-huh. They were saying like, oh, this is coffee? Oh, it's really bad.
Coffee? It's not good. Oh, I don't think he likes the coffee. I don't think... you get it. He's
honestly, he's
French.
My favorite character in this. Jean Reno's character is my favorite character.
He's great
in this movie. Remember when they drive into the city and he's like, "No, sir, I'm fine."
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then Matthew Broderick looks at him and he's like, "What?" He's like, "The king,
Elvis Presley.
He was the king."
Yeah, no, he's great.
Jean Reno is known for playing like badass or brooding characters, and he just let loose this movie. And
it was
really
hysterical.
Fun. Yeah,
what's the gum for? makes us look more American.
Yeah, I love that scene, but he passes out juicy fruit to everybody.
Just chewing gum like this, mouths okay. And you know what?
It works.
They looked a little more American.
It's so true.
As they chewed gum and kept their mouths closed.
And they were brave French guys. They didn't go out like cowards. They went out like fighting.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That was
in the Jurassic Park 30 minutes ending of this.
Yeah,
movie.
I'll tell you what. That was rough for those guys who you didn't really grow to know too well, but who you felt a little...
Yeah.
They were nice Frenchmen.
Yeah, they were bad guys. They were good guys.
You know, I would have hung out with those guys.
You know who I think the real hero of this movie is, though? O'Neill.
Who's O'Neill?
The blonde, like, on the front lines military guy.
Oh, the lower ranked military, like the sergeant,
the kind of like derpy, but like
yeah, why?
I don't know. I just think he's like, because if you notice, this movie centers around him a lot. Like he's in a lot of the scenes. He's kind of follows him a lot.
He doesn't really do much of anything.
He's kind of inept until the very end when he's like, oh, the medallion, the radio frequency for the taxi. Let's go get that.
Right.
Yeah,
good trick.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I'm kidding. But like, I think it's funny because I'm like, this O'Neill guy plays a big part in this movie.
He was a cool character. He was a good. There were a lot of good supporting roles.
It was a cast of thousands kind of thing for the time.
His superior officer and the mayor, even the mayor's assistant,
Mayor Ebert, with his assistant Gene.
Gene, yeah,
get it,
now I get it.
Siskel and Ebert.
Yeah. I didn't get it.
That was Dean Devlin and. What's his name? Roland Emmerich, giving like a dig at one of the credits.
Yeah, that was enjoyable. The candy. Yeah.
Get them out of here.
Everything that was a typical.
It was a typical 90s. They were typical 90s characters.
Mm-hmm. It was a fun Jurassic Park.
It was it was a fun Jurassic Park
fun
in New York City.
Jurassic Park. Mm-hmm. They had the T-Rex. They had the Raptors.
Yep.
You had military stuff.
A lot of chases.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you what. As sad as losing those Frenchies was. you know what was sadder?
What?
The entire 2014 movie.
Oh my God, it was real sad. I like it. I like it a lot, but it's
heart-wrenching.
It's a sad movie. It starts really sad.
Dark.
Oh,
dark,
it's real bad.
From the get-go.
It's real bad.
I almost turned it off.
It's pretty traumatic.
And killed myself. Because, oh my God, how sad.
It's real bad. My wife died here. Like,
my wife
oh my
died
God.
Here.
Oh, Bryan Cranston, oh my God.
Oh, yeah. How I was so disappointed when he died. I didn't know he was going
to
die.
That was another thing they kept in the dark when the movie came out, too. So a lot of the surprises that you had, I also had when I went to see the movie, because you thought it was going to be about him. And, spoilers, he dies within 30 minutes.
I like Bryan Cranston.
I do, too. He was very good in it, too. He was really good.
He was really good. Yeah. You felt
you
for
really
him.
You really did.
When his wife dies.
Oh, my God, and he has to see her.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It was it tugged the heartstrings.
And his son hates him. He's like, I'm going to figure it out, son.
I know.
He just doesn't believe him. And you're just like, ah, Bryan Cranston.
He was
why is this happening to you?
Heart-wrenching character, but it's
good.
And
then he died, and I didn't give a fuck about his kid.
Oh, Kick-Ass? Yeah, he was terrible.
Is that who that was?
That's Kick-Ass.
Dude, the whole movie, I'm going, who the fuck is this
kid?
Kick-Ass.
He got buffed, didn't he?
Who the fuck is this kid, and why do I care? That was my biggest problem.
Kick-Ass and his wife, Scarlet Witch.
Oh, is that who she was?
Yeah, it's the younger Olsen sister.
Wait, is that the... Wait, hold on. Back up. Is that the first Scarlet Witch or the second Scarlet Witch? Or are they the same people? And which one is the younger Olsen?
Oh, my God. Okay, so they've always been the same person.
Right, okay.
I forget her name. I think Elizabeth. Elizabeth Olsen.
Okay.
She's the younger sister of the twins. And she is Scarlet Witch in the Avengers movies. And she was his wife in this movie.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I had no idea where she came from either.
Yeah.
I can't. How do you know all
she's
this shit?
She's got the Olsen eyes.
How do you follow all these people?
She's got the alien eyes.
I don't know any of these people. I've never met them. Never talked to them. They never call me.
No.
Not even an email. They're not following me on Twitter, on Facebook. Hit us up at @NAFCAST. NAFCAST.NAFCAST@gmail.NAFCAST.facebook.com.
Yeah, you're social mediaing correctly. This is great. This is a shit show. Train wreck.
It's all right. I'll edit all this out. We'll record another bit where you say it right.
Okay. I even in my notes I referred to him as Kick-Ass.
Did you really? I think I just referred to him as the son.
Yeah, he's
because
Kick-Ass.
All he was Bryan Cranston's son.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, Bryan Cranston is this movie, and you are just his son.
Which, why did they bring him in to, like, the operation at the end? Not at the end, like, in the middle of the movie.
Because he was, like, an ordnance guy, and he had
seen
it.
No, not that part.
I guess.
I am, like, I'm okay with that part.
Okay.
It's in the middle of the movie when he's on the carrier after his dad dies. And they're like, let's reveal all the secrets to him. Maybe he knows one thing.
I feel like that's why. Because he was, like, EMPs. Isn't that how they figured it out?
Yeah, that was. And it was...
That's why.
To his credit,
in case he maybe has some valuable information.
And I think it was like Ken Watanabe and Sally Hawkins' characters being like, we feel bad that his dad died. We should probably bring him in on this.
Maybe.
They both were. They were both...
Maybe.
And I swear to God, Ken Watanabe's character was just like high on ecstasy the entire movie.
Who's Ken Watanabe? Oh, is that
the Japanese guy?
The Asian guy.
Yes. Dr. Right. Sarazawa.
In this
which
whole
is a
movie,
great...
there's one important Asian guy.
Dr. Sarazawa, which
racism.
Is a great throwback to the 1954 Godzilla.
because everyone was Japanese.
Dr. Sarazawa was the guy who killed Godzilla in the original movie with his oxygen destroyer.
Oxygen destroyer? Uh-huh. What is that?
What is made up Deus Ex Machina for the end of Godzilla.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Does it destroy oxygen?
Apparently.
Was the original Godzilla, did he absorb radiation?
Yes.
That was like a throwback storyline, right?
Oh, he's always been.
Well, not New Godzilla. New Godzilla was just an iguana. 1998 Godzilla was just an iguana that got mutated by some nuclear testing. This guy.
There's the Godzilla in 1998 is referred to as in name only. As in, it does not go.
Well, those are the two we're comparing. That's why I bring it up.
Okay.
But so in that movie.
So not always. Always in the original Godzilla franchise, he was always about radiation.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. So he was like an ancient creature.
No, he was
a new creature. I like that though. That's
where the movie asks you to suspend your disbelief a little bit, and that's that. But it's like a quick little thing, being like, before us, when the Earth was forming, there were big creatures, and you're like, all right.
I like that as a concept.
It's a quick thing. It doesn't
make sense.
It doesn't make your brain explode. You're
evolutionarily,
like,
no, God, no. What it. No sense at all.
No.
But you could be like, ooh, okay, big creature.
It's
kind of a dinosaur.
It's like a quick thing. They don't ask you to suspend your disbelief the whole time. Like, it's just a quick, small concept they ask you to ingest small. You know, like a little pill. It's like, here, swallow this
and
little
the rest
pill,
of it is,
and you're going to get it.
Yeah. Monsters.
Exactly.
If you believe this, we've got monsters.
Exactly.
For you.
And that's fine. I feel like in the other one, it's still a big ask where they're like, the worms are 17% bigger, and this iguana is 3 million times bigger.
Yeah, I feel like at that time, though, nuclear shit was, like, important.
Yeah.
I feel like people weren't sure how they felt about it, and it was just starting to become a thing that we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, at some point, they were like, you know what, let's make it a nuclear thing. It'll be... And you said yourself, Godzilla was all about radiation.
I mean,
so that
kind of
goes in vain with that. But,
I mean, the 1954... Godzilla is an allegory for the nuclear testing and nuclear like the bombing of Hiroshima.
Well,
there are scenes in the 1954 Godzilla that are supposed to show the damage of Godzilla's attack, where they just used footage from the devastation of
Hiroshima. Oh, that's cool. You know what I actually wrote down at some point was the attack on Hiroshima an attack on Godzilla? Because
no,
they were talking about how the tests in the Pacific was like, those weren't tests, we were trying to kill it.
Which is interesting.
Like, what about Hiroshima? Was Godzilla in Hiroshima? It wasn't our fault, goddammit. We had no choice. What are we going to do?
I'm sorry,
those Japs wouldn't give up.
No, it's not.
We had to burn them all and Godzilla. They had Godzilla on their side. He was trying to restore balance.
Let them fight. Best line in the movie. Best line in the movie.
Let them fight. And that's what was cool about the second movie, and that's what made the second movie different.
Yes.
That's what made the 2014 version, if we're delineating, better or different, I guess, than the 1998 version.
Yes.
Because it was more about a monster fight.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, hey, we've got these monsters. Watch them fight.
And it was pretty badass.
It was cool. It was fun. And, you know, I know you like monster, like, mm-hmm. fighting movies, like those big, you know,
kaiju movies.
Kaiju, like
Pacific,
right?
Pacific Rim? That was a good new one, too. Love that
you
one.
You would have known that. Right.
Yeah, kaiju.
Never been into it.
Kaiju is just Japanese word for monster.
For monster mm-hmm. fighting movies.
Just monster.
It's a genre.
Daikaiju is actually the term for monster fighting.
Oh, Brandon.
I'm like... You're talking to an expert here.
Last episode, you were fucking singing Sugar Hill Gang and being black, and this
you're learning
episode,
so much about
you're,
me.
You're fucking Japanese. This is nuts. I had no idea you had such a diverse background.
I've seen almost. I think there's maybe two original Godzilla, and I say original as in Japanese. Two recent sure. Japanese movies I haven't seen, but I've seen about all the other 27 or 28.
27? Mm-hmm. Jesus, it's like James Bond.
There's
too
so
many.
Many
of them.
No, it's not too many.
Too
actually,
many of them.
Get rid of Godzilla's
Cut
Revenge.
It down, guys. This is waste. Wasteful. There's no way we can consume
oh,
this
no.
many Godzilla movies.
No. There's no waste. You don't know the budgets that they were able to pass these movies off with.
Really?
Oh, they're on like shoestring budgets. It was a guy in a rubber suit, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know that.
For sure. I guess that makes sense.
And honestly, that's if I could typify why I love Godzilla movies, it's that there's a franchise worth billions of dollars in Japan based on a guy in a rubber suit.
In a rubber
and
suit.
I think that is commendable. And
I feel like
if
I've
not
heard you say
watching,
that before. That's so
yeah,
true.
That's what I love about it.
Yeah, wow. It is a huge thing. I mean, Godzilla, and I mean,
there's
as a cartoon fan, I'll tell you.
With Godzuki?
That's what his name. I couldn't remember his name. Godzuki.
Godzuki.
And he just blew smoke, and he was just smoke rings. And Godzilla would... And is that where they had... Or was am I thinking Johnny Quest, where they had that like astro foil or whatever on the boat that they could go super fast?
I think it was a boat lift out of the ground. I think it was Johnny Quest, but I think that was the same studio.
Like, why,
it was
Hanna, are you guys doing that every time?
And they were both Hanna-Barbera, so I think
it was with that. Same artwork.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Quest, that was some good shit.
That was good stuff.
That remake.
I liked that, the new Johnny Quest.
Dude. Came back. Let's do a fucking review on it, dog.
Oh my God, you're right.
That's a remake, chief.
Boom.
Boom.
Yeah, we had Johnny Quest. Neither of us have time to
watch. We'll be coming at you with Johnny Quest, maybe 2019.
Sounds
stick
good.
With us. We got some movies and some Star Trek to get through.
Hell yeah.
And then we'll hit you up on the other side with Johnny Quest.
All right.
Johnny
Keaton. Right?
I'm in this shit for the long haul, man. I don't care if we have 8 listeners.
This is for us, man.
Just as I was talking about, you know, Eric, the other last week's episode, you know, just learning like how this shit works, the soundboard shit, the social media stuff. It's
expanding your mind, man.
It's just such a new experience. It's like hunting. Like it's like going hunting. It's like, you know what?
You've never been hunting yet.
But I imagine, probably most likely. It's just a new thing I've never experienced that I just found interesting.
New experiences, man.
So, here's to new experiences, Brandon. Cheers.
Cheers. Let me get my drink.
Cheers.
Did you hear that? That was a real cheers.
Only here.
We didn't edit that
on NAFCast.
It's because we don't have our soundboard yet.
At gmail.com.
God damn you.
Yeah, we're getting a soundboard, guys.
Yeah.
Our audio consultant has advised us that a soundboard would be more than affordable and fairly easy to operate. So you guys may get some morning zoo shit coming up. I think it'll be fucking fun as hell. Write us in. Let us know what you think.
Love it. NAFCast. Love it or hate it. Rate, subscribe. Let's do us on iTunes.
Make the editing easier later. I can just mark things with like a.
It's true.
Every time I hear a dog bark, I know there's a cut coming.
Oh man! So yeah, I'm glad you liked the new one. I did too. It's a lot heavier movie.
It's a dark and in more than one way is dark movie.
Oh, do you know who the director of this was?
No,
the guy who directed Rogue One,
Gareth Edwards. Rogue One, the Star Wars movie.
Mm-hmm.
The Star Wars Rogue One.
Star Wars Story, or Rogue One.
Wow, dude, I gotta tell you, I didn't even rewatch the whole thing. I was rewatching scenes from Rogue One.
Yeah.
And as I was watching them, I was like, I like this movie more than I said I did.
Right.
This is some really classic Star Wars shit.
It's solid.
Yeah. Now, there's some plot holes that I don't really.
Yes.
That I'm not a fan of.
It has its flaws.
But overall, it was just very Star Wars.
It was really good.
And I was like, huh. It's because it takes place so close time-wise to where the original movies were.
I mean, to me, the level of what says it all is the level of detail they went in to make sure everybody had a 70s mustache and that they had all the retro consoles and everything.
Yeah.
So that you didn't go, oh, what was the weird technology? Like, it was set a couple days before New Hope. Yep. And, yep.
That made it so comfortably Star Wars.
Exactly.
So easy to make fit into that universe. I feel like we've been taking these time periods that are just like, all right, we're going to do what happened then.
Mm-hmm.
And you're trying to fit it into the Star Wars lore, and it's hard.
Yeah.
But that being said, I would love to see like an Old Republic thing or a new oh my Republic God. Thing.
That what happens be so down cool. the
line. Because it's a universe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a universe, a galaxy far, far away.
It is.
So, I mean, there's thousands of years of history potentially there that you can just
and
go with.
Wiped the slate clean of extended universe stuff, so they have a lot to work with again.
Disney, just what a fortune fucking. How brilliant, brilliant Disney. I mean, my hat is off to you. Take care of it.
That's all that I can ask.
Yep. Cherish it.
Please take care of it. Keep it secret. Keep it safe.
It is some of our childhoods.
Yes.
That being said, I read some of those fucking books. So
yeah,
fuck yourselves.
Those are great books.
Tales of the Bounty Hunters. Oh, man.
Tales from Mos Eisley Cantina.
Shit.
Both
so
of those.
So fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Shadows of the Empire.
Shadows of the Empire, Thrawn Trilogy.
Shadows of the Empire, man.
So good.
What happened between Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi?
That's
that
a fantastic
shit
book.
Is a classic. Yeah. I don't know if it's canon anymore. We were having a conversation with Dan where he thought it was, and I kind of thought it was too.
It's gone.
But no, that's so bullshit, because then what happens?
I agree. Like, it did fill in the gaps.
Well, you know what? Yeah. Disney can make a new movie out of it now.
But they're also, you know, they're picking things here and there from that extended universe.
Although you get a young Han Solo, you re...
Well, we're about to get it, yeah.
If you're remaking Han Solo as a different character. Yeah. Yeah. It's so weird how you can just do that. Harrison Ford was Han Solo, and now we're making a movie about Han Solo where another person is playing Han Solo.
Yeah.
It's just such a weird... Like, only in movies can you just be like, yeah, well, we're just gonna...
Make a prequel?
Yeah, but... True.
That's what it is. I mean, they just needed a younger guy.
Yeah.
If it was about old Harrison Ford, they would have done old Han Solo. Han.
Yeah, you couldn't pay him.
No, and yeah, and
he couldn't pay him enough. He wanted out.
He hates it anyway. So yeah. What do you want?
Oh man, what a dick!
Right?
It's a shame because I like you, Harrison Ford. I think your
like
movies
I
are
love
great.
Your movies.
You're a fantastic actor,
but I hate your attitude as an actor.
I do too.
Right?
I mean,
he just has this "I can't be fucking bothered" attitude. It's like that's how you have money, you
yeah,
ass.
We're your fans, and
yeah,
we love you, and
appreciate
you just have nothing
it.
But disdain for us.
Exactly.
So I don't know what that's about, but
just his whole "can't be bothered." I'd rather be getting high on my
I'm
airplane.
Glad you're out of Star Wars now. So
go away. Go be grumpy.
Go away, old
somewhere
man.
Else.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't need that kind of downer in my life.
Exactly.
Okay, stay off the talk shows. You fucking
right. They're so.
You look like an ass.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Get rid of that fucking earring. What?
Right? It's the problem is Han Solo is such a lovable character, that lovable scoundrel.
Uh-huh.
And that's where he got his start. That's where he wouldn't be anything if he wasn't Han Solo.
And it's like he doesn't even, he does not appreciate
yeah,
that.
Yeah, for such a rich universe, he doesn't, I mean, I guess it's hard from the inside, but...
The Star Trek
guys do it. They just have a rich...
They live
most
in it.
Of them
they love
just
it.
Love it.
Yeah, most of
I
them,
I mean,
yeah.
John Absolutely. Boyega, although he hasn't experienced the same life that Harrison Ford has.
No, but John Boyega seems to be loving it.
Oh, he's a huge fanboy.
Like,
I
think about my mom said, because we saw him on a talk show recently, and she's like, wow, he stepped in it, didn't he? I was like, yeah right? He's
Ooh,
like,
boy.
Woo, he's well, made in the shade.
You had to know that as soon as you got the job as the
I'd be
star,
like,
new
I'm
Star Wars movie.
Star Wars?
I
as
mean,
a lead character?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
oh, we're doing new Star Wars?
I can do this for the next 10 years, no problem.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
Yeah, he's fine.
Mm-hmm.
He seems like a really nice guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. But again, he hasn't lived Harrison Ford's life, so you never know.
Sure.
Harrison Ford's got some more mileage on him.
yeah.
But that being said, you're rich as fuck, and it's because of Star Wars, so.
So, and indie.
Have some fucking respect for the people who put you there.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
I'm calling out Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
That being said, Harrison, call me if you want to advertise.
He shows up to your house one day and punches you in the face and it makes the Indiana Jones noise. I heard you don't like my movies.
I think I could take him at this point.
He probably could.
He's fucking, he's got a broken leg. Which leg is that? All I got to do is figure out which leg that was in the plane crash.
Sweep the leg.
You just go with that leg hard. I could take Harrison.
Oh, man.
I want to, Harry.
But yeah, Godzilla was a good movie. Yeah.
Godzilla? Oh, is that what the show's about?
It was.
Got sidetracked there.
well, we got into talking about things we love, so.
Like
I do
Godzilla.
Love Godzilla. I do love Godzilla.
Yeah. Listen, the first one, how obvious was the fish thing upon reviewing?
Yeah.
Like the whole time, at some point he goes, we just need to figure out what he wants and he'll come
it's like,
to us.
Let's see, he took out
Since 5 minutes
fish.
In, it was like, I think he wants fish.
I think he took out a fishing boat and then he took out... More fishing boats.
And then he came aboard the harbor and took out the fish market.
And he went into the fish market.
And then he came up into a Chinese restaurant and ordered fish.
I don't remember. Is that the deleted scene?
So what do you think he wants?
I think he wants...
Fish?
You think
it's
waffles.
Fish? Yeah.
It's waffles.
And of course, the street breaks right between his legs.
I know.
It's like, oh, that had to happen.
He goes
to open that. He's like, give me that. Give me. Just being the non-military personnel he is. Give me that. He was high on power at that point. People were listening to him. He was like, give me that crowbar. He goes and opens the thing on his own.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the one Godzilla's under. I was like, serves you right, Matt.
Right.
Way to get out of your element. You're the scientist here. Try and fucking.
He's the worm guy.
You're the worm guy. Like, let these schlubs do what they're meant to do.
Right.
They're here for a reason. What are you doing? You don't know what you're doing in this situation. You're going to fucking trip over a rocket.
Yes. Yep.
And what happens? He fucking almost gets killed by Godzilla. And then, of course, you had to have that moment where they come face to face.
Yes.
He smells him.
And you're like, oh, like, I hear the like, Jurassic Park music. Oh, wait.
Respect. Respect yeah. for dinosaurs. And on that note, the impassioned speech he gives later where he's on the news and he's like,
oh,
this
yeah.
could be the birth of an entirely new
an
species.
An incipient species.
That could supplant humanity as the dominant force on
yeah.
the earth. So, we must destroy this miracle.
Yeah.
Kill all of them.
That's exactly what he
kill
says.
Kill every single dirty last reptile.
Kill us in the process. We don't care.
Yeah,
kill
right?
them all.
They must die. He starts out with this
like
whole
these
miracle
creatures
of life.
Of wonder.
Evolution.
They're so
that we
amazing.
Created. It's amazing.
They
it's
have
a new
to
form
die.
Of life. They must go.
It was that was a little that was the problem with the message of the movie. It was a little schizophrenic like that.
Yeah, yeah.
It was
for
very
sure
much like
was.
This is an amazing creature that we have to
that
murder.
We have to kill.
Like
yeah, well the new one, the 2014 one, definitely didn't have that message. It had
no.
the message of this creature is here to restore balance, and that's what made it exciting. It was still a part of nature and it did turn out to be on our side, so I feel like they did a better job at coming
yep.
down on one side of the issue. And if there is an issue, and just saying, hey, listen,
I mean,
you know, this
we
is
want to talk
a,
giant monsters. There's issues. I've got issues.
I mean, I want to talk giant monster preservation, Brandon.
Whoa.
These creatures are one of a
so
kind.
You want to make some sort of like monster island? You're
we
crazy.
We can learn things about history and our world that we've never known before, Brandon. There's so much we don't know, and to destroy an opportunity to learn like that is what really upsets me.
Well, those Mutos were really bad, though.
That's what bugs me about fucking shutting down the Environmental Protection Agency.
Whoa.
Yeah.
We're
yeah.
taking a hard left on this one, guys.
He's coming, guys. He's coming. You got to watch that shit.
The EPA is going to save us from Godzilla.
You need to fund organizations like this so they are prepared when it comes to natural disasters in the natural world.
Well, if the 1998 taught us anything, we got to fund the Nuclear Regulatory Commission so they can have guys digging up worms in Chernobyl.
Yes, exactly. Both movies came down heavily on the side of public programs.
Right.
All right? If there's anything we know. And nuclear power in the second case.
Yeah,
they were like, listen, guys, we need nuclear power.
I think it
feeds Godzilla.
I think it came down on the side of like anti-nuke, obviously.
Yeah, it definitely highlighted some of the dangers of that situation. I mean, listen,
yeah.
Nuclear power is great and all, but it creates a lot of waste that we really have not found a great way to dispose of yet. And that being said, there's this giant fusion reactor that exists in the center of the solar system that has powered the entire planet since its inception. It's called the sun. You see it every day. It throws energy at us in the form of solar radiation and light and
we're letting it all go to waste.
Shit. And you're wasting it. We're wasting it.
Build a Dyson Sphere.
Hashtag Dyson Sphere.
Hashtag Dyson Sphere.
Guys, hashtag Dyson Sphere.
Most economical
way.
Can you
Twitter
that? Yeah, sure. Absolutely, I'll put that
hashtag
in the tweet. Yeah.
Dyson Sphere.
Hashtag Dyson
because
Sphere.
Even not that Dyson Swarm, whatever you want to call it.
Dyson Swarm is cool too.
I mean, yeah, I know, right? We got to start harnessing this all this free energy that's coming at us. We're freaking out about and then it's,
guys, we're a Kardashev one civilization.
We suck at this.
That is bullshit.
It's
we should be two or coming on three at this point.
Forget about nuclear energy. We need to move away from Godzilla-based power and move into the future. It's all about solar, guys. Even wind. Wind isn't bad, but all wind is doing is fucking up the natural flow of wind,
mm-hmm.
which has to do with the currents and all this other shit. I mean, guys, there's no need for it. There's the sun is for freeze. It's out
there.
We
need to harness that, man.
The sun burns for all.
Yes.
I just thought that was an interesting concept.
That's nice.
Yeah. The sun burns for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's there. It's free. It's for us.
Yeah.
That's what we've been using as a planet forever. We need to get on this shit. Leave Godzilla alone. Why can't anybody
leave Godzilla
alone? Let the man sleep. He saved us from giant moth creatures.
He
this
did.
This is clearly almost like a Mothra thing, right?
Sort of. I don't think moth. They have. They didn't really. They weren't supposed to have like a real world analog.
Can I say, now that we're talking about moths and the moth creatures and the monsterness of it?
Sure.
Not a great strategist, Godzilla.
No.
Does not come out with like, all right, I'm going to take out the moth. I'm going to break some wings. I'm really going to get in there. And then I'm fucking. Then we'll go for the mama bear.
He's an animal.
But that was my problem the whole time watching the Godzilla. It was like, Godzilla, you suck at this. Godzilla, use some strategy here. And he just, the most basic, like, the one would attack, and he'd turn around and go,
No, that one's attacking me.
And the other one would attack,
oh,
and he'd be
no,
like, no, it's from over there. I was like, Godzilla, get your shit together. You
well,
got this.
They needed a reason to destroy more buildings in San Francisco.
Yeah. I liked how throughout 90% of the movie, the monsters didn't fuck with humans at all.
No.
They didn't even care.
No.
They had other things
they
to do.
They don't exist in, like, they don't, like...
Right.
Like
it wasn't part of
them.
Their nature mm-hmm. from, you know, eons ago.
Mm-hmm.
They were just interested in nuclear shit, which we had in
mm-hmm.
spades. Yeah.
That's why they were waking up again.
That's why they, yeah, they were, because we had started using nuclear power and shit.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure. And the whole nuclear power thing was based on the fact that these monsters had absorbed nuclear power from when the planet was just being bombarded with, again, free energy, guys. The monsters learned how to use it. We need to get on this.
Wow, you're right.
The monsters, they had it covered.
They
Godzilla
did.
Godzilla knew.
They did.
But yeah, I felt that if Godzilla had just taken like a couple of
like,
martial arts classes.
Take a breather.
Just
strategize assess,
more,
assess
dog.
The situation, Godzilla.
Know that you can't be distracted like that, dude.
Yeah, man.
It just, I mean, two against one, I know it's rough, but that moth guy was small.
Well, he had to get angry enough to bust out his fire breath, which was pretty sweet.
Did he kill both of them with fire breath? No, he tailed one of them into
he
a building.
He whipped one and you saw it like impaled in that building.
Yeah,
which
that was
pretty
cool.
Sweet. Yeah.
But yeah, for most of it, they didn't give a shit about people. They were destroying buildings because that was just a side effect of them battling.
Mm-hmm.
Except when the guy killed those eggs.
Oh,
our boy. That was our boy, right?
Kick-ass,
I don't know. It was dark, so it was hard to tell.
It was kick-ass.
But yeah, that's when like Mama Bear was like, ah, no, not cool. And I kind of was almost disappointed in that. I was like, I feel like she shouldn't even notice this guy.
That a human did it. Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. Oh, because he knocked over like a tin can.
Well, it was like he like knocked out a. Oh, yeah. There's a lot going on in the city at that point.
She heard like a tin can fall over.
Yeah, exactly.
Like it's a massive creature. What are you paying attention to? Like, I can't hear an ant drop a crumb.
Yeah.
You know, it just seemed weird.
You think she'd be looking for something bigger.
Yeah, right?
Uh-huh.
But that being said, you know, at some point, when the thing it goes crawling away through the desert or out of Los Angeles or wherever.
Yeah, that was...
And you saw the red patch on the back. I was like, did we just see its ball sack?
No. Egg sack.
And Christine was like, yeah, I think so. And then, like a second later... I just wrote on the top of my paper and big. I did an arrow and I wrote from ball sack. I wrote eggs. And Christine saw me doing it and she's like, "Oh, right, the eggs."
Didn't have
to be an egg situation, just like the last Godzilla. Where it's like, we got to get these eggs too. We can't let these things reproduce. Kill nature.
I think
kill nature. Solar power. So I'm coming out on the side up today.
Oh, man. I also think in both movies, because there's a theme back in the old Japanese movies where, like, the military are either bad guys or inept. I think in both movies, the military came out as reasonable. Not so much in the 1998. Let me go back. Let me dial that back a little bit. Not so much in the 1998 because they did some stupid moves, but they weren't the bad guys.
Yeah.
And I was like, you expected to hate the David Strathairn, like, the admiral guy who was like... Oh, we have to detonate this nuke. Da, da, da. But he was like, I have to do what I can to keep our citizens safe. Like, this is all I know that we can do.
Yeah.
And you're not like, you can't point the fingers at the
you
military.
You don't dislike them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a theme in a lot of these disaster movies. Yeah. That it's like, oh, military is bad. It's like, not so much in these. Not so much. They do the best that they can. With the tool, dealing with giant monster, which, you know, nobody's ever dealt with.
Right.
Yeah. And with the tools.
That's a new situation.
With the tools that they have.
Yeah.
They're doing the best that they could.
True. If they'd left him alone, he would have just fought a crab moth monster and everything would have been fine.
Yeah.
Little did they know.
Yeah, that blockade.
They could step aside.
That blockade at the Golden Gate was fucking dumb.
Oh, yeah. Turns out that bus driver was the best bus driver ever.
Ever. He's a superhero.
Yeah. We were watching it and Christine's like, oh my God, this bus driver's going to get them killed. And I was like, yeah.
No.
And then it turns out, saved everybody's lives. I was like, good work, bus driver.
Yeah, right.
Wait, you know what? We need qualified people in bus driver roles. It's important in a disaster scenario where you're trying to get the hero's kids out of the city.
Yeah.
That was... Christine goes, if we see this bus again, it's going to be bad news. When they're getting on the bus, I was like, you're so right.
That's good.
Yeah. I was like, dude, that's so the truth.
Also, how inflexible was his wife? Like, to be like, no, he said he'd be here, so I'm going to stay here.
Well, honestly,
I'd be like, everybody's telling you to go to a shelter. I'd go to a shelter.
Well, also, she's medical personnel, so
that's true.
I kind of get it.
All right, that's
true.
It's
like a devotion to, you know, you got to man the post.
That's true.
But I thought the whole thing was like, they didn't communicate, like, at all. He left her, like, one voicemail, and she missed the call. Wouldn't you be desperately worried? There's been this disaster. There's monsters. You're desperately waiting for your husband's call.
At that, in times of emergency, you don't have your phone vibrate somewhere.
It was
else.
On the counter. I was in the bathroom.
Yeah, no, you have that on you all time.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
And the voicemail he leaves is like, "Hey, there's monsters. I'm okay. I'm in Hawaii. Bye."
And it seems like she never got it.
Yeah, yeah. And later on, I was like, you haven't called her again? And also the fact that he hitchhiked with the military, he was just like,
I know that.
Was he in the Navy?
Does that bother you? Yes, he was
in
the Navy.
Okay, that's what I thought he said.
Does that bother you that he hitchhiked with the Army?
It seemed weird.
It does bother you. I noticed. You said it earlier.
Yeah, and they just gave him like equipment and shit. There was no chain of command at that point.
I'll admit, at the end, it was like, oh, yeah, you can take part in this Halo jump you've never done before.
Yeah, well, maybe he had. Maybe he'd...
I feel like he answered the call is what it was.
I wasn't
sure. That's what it was supposed to be.
Well, sure. On a movie perspective, on a movie scale, it makes sense. He's the hero. He's there.
Logistically speaking, and in real life, no.
Yeah, it seems like you're going to fuck up the whole group's cohesion.
A lot of chain of command got broken.
Yeah.
A lot of protocol.
I was wondering why they had the flares, the smoke flares on their legs.
Yeah.
Because I've seen that in like... for fun parachuting.
Yeah, like stunt shows.
But I don't know that it serves a practical purpose.
Neither.
Especially when you'd probably just have like an infrared beacon and you'd use some sort of visor that would see that pulse.
Well, I guess they're not going up against a human enemy and they needed to track where everybody went down. So...
I guess.
And that's... I don't know. They needed... What they did
I'll
need,
tell you what.
What it was really good footage for the trailer, and that was the trailer.
Dude, it looked really cool.
That was a great...
We're coming out of the clouds
and
over
the
broken
two layers
city.
Layers of clouds. Yeah,
it looked really cool.
Yeah, that was trailer material.
That was a exactly great visual. But for practical purposes, I wasn't sure why they were doing it. But strong ending. I mean, I feel like it ended almost too suddenly where he just like, fire breath down your throat and we're done here.
Yeah, and
but
then
I
the
get
whole
it, Godzilla's a badass.
Nuke thing is kind of...
Yeah. Did the nuke goes off, right?
Yeah
it does.
Which apparently is it's all good. Everybody's fine, which is not the case.
Did the monster not eat the nuke on the train? I was so
it ate
confused.
One and then the other one
there were
fell.
Two nukes.
Yep, there were two nukes. The other one fell. They were just they were able to
I missed that.
Salvage it.
Cuz I
brought it to San Francisco and then it got captured.
Okay.
And that's going to be food for the babies.
That makes sense because what I thought there was one and I thought I saw him eat it and then I was like, "How are we back?" And when they came back to get him, I was like, "Did they show up just for him?"
Nope. They came after the nuke.
They were after the nuke. Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't get that. That makes more sense now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, overall we're, I don't know why I wrote Matthew Broderick equals dead in the beginning, but.
With the battery in the back of his car in the rain.
Oh, yeah.
I did that too. I was like, I'll bring all those like exposed electronics in the rain. Just seems like a bad idea.
Hey, how about the fact that nobody used an umbrella in this whole movie?
Right. Except Jean Reno.
Except, yeah.
The French
animal,
guy when he was,
right?
when he was no, when no, he, the French guy when he was like, putting,
oh, did
when he?
He
put the bug on the mayor.
Oh, right. And the animal uses it when he goes to his house and there's all those people there.
Yes.
Which was another thing that I was like, why are all these people here?
I don't know.
This movie would have been fine without him having a party in his house.
I don't get it.
Seems out of place. I guess give something for his wife to do, maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
His host, this impromptu Godzilla party.
Refugee Godzilla party?
Yeah.
I don't get that part either.
But he uses it when he hits his front porch. But for the most part, it's just people walking around in the rain. And it rains constantly.
Throughout the entire film?
Throughout this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Except when they were in Polynesia or whatever, like.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Anytime
in
New York, they were.
Oh, in New York and in wherever he was in Russia.
Yes, Chernobyl.
Chernobyl, right? Raining there, and he's just like out of the truck doing his worm thing. No umbrella, no nothing.
Like, all these people would have pneumonia.
Yeah, everyone would be so sick. It didn't make any. Take care of yourselves.
Right.
Take care of yourselves.
Yeah.
You got to fight Godzilla later.
Don't hang out in the rain.
This is poor planning.
Yeah.
On your part.
That movie is, oy. It's got problems, but it's still fun.
I like it.
But beginning to end, though, I really enjoyed the 2014.
I really enjoyed 2014 beginning to end. I really enjoyed 1998 for the most part.
Yeah. That's...
2014, I almost could have done without, honestly, so much of...
The human drama?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I agree. But I think as well, to me, it was a good attempt at making a monster movie into a human drama. It's not perfect, but I think it was a very good attempt at making a monster movie with human drama.
Yeah, and that's what they did. They took a monster movie and they added some feeling to it.
Yes.
Because you wouldn't have, you can't just have a monster movie.
You can't just have monsters fighting.
Nowadays.
You can't.
Yeah. You got to have some humanity behind it so like you can relate to. And it did it. Like we said before, it pulled the heartstrings.
It's sad.
It really, his wife and the, I think I wrote that, I don't think radiation works like that.
No.
It's just like a cloud. It reminded me of the bullets in Dread.
Yeah.
Where I was like, that cloud of radiation is chasing them.
And I love when they go back, when he goes back to the zone, you know, 15 years later, and he takes off his masks and he's like, I'm like, I don't think it's like poison, dude.
Yeah. Breathe deep that radiation.
Like, it doesn't work that way.
Do you taste that?
Like, let me take a couple breaths. Oh, this is not radiation.
It smells like radiation.
Exactly.
I can't. It's all this radiation.
Radiation is killing my lungs.
I can't. I'm choking on radiation.
That's like, it doesn't work. No, okay. All right. No, the steam cloud, that is true. A reactor uses water as cooling. And if there were a meltdown, a radioactive plume would come out. That makes sense. The plume that came out of Chernobyl.
Because basically, you're superheating. Because people may not know this, but all a nuclear reactor is, it's not some space-age technology where we use this nuclear reactor to generate, like, magic power. You're basically using the heated rods of nuclear material to
make steam,
heat water so it boils, and create steam, which turns a piston. I don't know if we've talked about this before.
I don't think we have either.
But
well, pretty much all energy is produced that way.
We're entirely on like piston.
We're still on steam
driven
power.
Technology. Mm-hmm. It's essentially all steam work.
Yep.
Yeah. Everything's piston driven. Is just like this
turbines.
Turbines. That's the word. It's all turbines.
Mm-hmm.
But most of it's run by steam.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have water wheels, which are run by water, which is what makes dams.
Hydroelectric. Like
water turning a turbine. You have coal. Coal heats water, which then turns a turbine. You have oil. Oil heats water, which turns a turbine. This is how we generate electricity.
Yeah, like there's always the water spinning turbine middleman.
Yeah.
Always.
This is what we do for 90% of our energy needs. And even wind. Wind is wind turning a turbine. The only one I can think of, and correct me if I'm wrong, is geothermal in the sense that... No, I guess also that. It boils water and spins a turbine.
Uh-huh.
Solar. Solar, there's no turbine.
Yeah, I believe you're right.
You just collect solar energy. Again, this free fucking shit that pours down on us from space every day. You know how they say, sure as the sun's going to come up tomorrow? That's how certain that energy is, that it's going to be there for us forever. Forever. If it's gone, we've got much bigger problems. Why are we not...
This is turning into a real political podcast. I like it.
I just get so upset.
It's true. And I agree with you with just the power thing. It's like, we're still on turbine power.
We're better than this.
We're still on turbine power.
We're better than this.
Yeah.
We had Shakespeare and fucking people on the moon, allegedly, and all sorts of other miracle shit, guys. Penicillin. We've done so much. And we're all still using turbine power.
It's messed up, isn't it?
It's killing each other.
It's absurd. And yes, killing
murdering each other. Murdering people for oil to run these turbines.
Yep.
Anyway. All right. So what are we talking about? Godzilla?
We're talking about Godzilla.
God damn it. Fucking nuclear power.
Don't
get me started on cold fusion.
Oh, so I was saying before we started recording, there's a ton of Simpsons cameos in the 1998 Godzilla movie.
Simpsons? Like The Simpsons?
Like Simpsons. No, voice actors from The Simpsons.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You weren't listening? Okay. So we've got Harry Shearer.
No, he plays. I heard you say something about The Simpsons, and I was like, he can't mean The Simpsons.
No, The Simpsons. So we've got Harry Shearer, who is the newscaster, who plays Kent Brockman. Yes, and a bunch of other characters.
Okay.
I think he plays. Anyways.
Who's Harry Shearer in the movie?
The newscaster.
It is.
That's Harry Shearer.
Her boss.
Yeah.
The chick's boss.
Uh huh. Mm. Also known from Spinal Tap. Great movie. This is Spinal Tap.
I've never seen it.
Really?
Nope.
Oh, that's a great one.
I don't think so. Mm. Is it again one of those movies everyone always told me to watch, like in high school?
Yeah.
And I don't think I ever watched a whole session of it.
Anyways, we got Harry Shearer.
Right.
We got Hank Azaria, Animal.
Animal. Okay.
And then a quick.
Who's he in The Simpsons?
What? Okay, he's Apu. He's Moe. He's I think he's both Chief Wiggum and his partner.
I was gonna say Chief Wiggum.
Yeah, he's Chief Wiggum. He's like a million characters.
I didn't know that.
And he's also the criminal, Snake. He's Snake, you know.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stab you.
yeah. He's a ton of characters. And then a quick little throwaway scene had Nancy Cartwright, Bart.
Who's Nancy Cartwright in
the
movie?
The woman who plays Bart. Anyways, in the movie, Godzilla. She was quick scene with Harry Shearer. He was standing at the, like, in the news studio, and he's on the phone with somebody. Uh-huh. And the receptionist is also on the phone with somebody.
Okay.
And she turns around and sees Godzilla walk past the building.
Oh, and she's like, I think your story
just walked right behind you. That's Bart.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
Yep.
Why would they put Simpsons cameos in a Godzilla movie?
I think there was like some sort of... I don't know, actually. That's... Was it Fox? I think it was a Fox movie, maybe?
Maybe. I don't remember. Dirty, dirty bastards.
It's not so much they travel in packs. I think it was like they tapped them and being like, hey, you guys are the Simpsons too. Because it was the time when Simpsons was on the top.
I mean, no,
before
Simpsons
Zombie Simpsons. No, it's Zombie Simpsons.
Simpsons is killing it, right? I keep up with the news.
No, you don't. It's Zombie Simpsons now.
Is it? People don't like it?
It's terrible.
We're not fans?
Yeah, it's become a parody of it. Like, it used to parody what it's become.
Tell you what, South Park kills it.
South Park still got it, anyways.
Haven't played The Fractured But Whole.
No, I would like to play that,
looking
too.
Looking forward to it.
You played Stick of Truth recently, right?
I did play Stick of Truth, mad late. It was crazy cheap on sale. And I was like, that people had always said it was a great South Park
experience.
Said it
was really funny, right?
And it's like playing an episode, a long episode of the show. It's really good. It's funny. It's enjoyable to play. It's pretty simple.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a genius to figure it out, but it's
I've heard.
But wow, the Simpsons were in Godzilla.
Well, three big voice actors from The Simpsons, yes.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. I had no idea. This is why we have Brandon here, folks.
Yeah, this is the weird shit that I know that will never save my life or get me a job.
Well, Your Honor.
He's using The Simpsons defense.
Let me tell you, Hank Azaria would disagree if I can quote Simpsons, season 8, episode 4. When fucking, I can't even think of a Simpsons episode. How sad is that?
I never knew that the Simpsons episode had like funny titles to them, but they do.
Yeah, do they?
Mm-hmm.
I always like the Friends model where that was the one with the one.
Or It's Always Sunny does that too. Yeah.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, every episode is like the one where T pretends to be retarded.
Yeah, I enjoy those episodes. We're gonna start titling our episodes like that.
The one where we watch this, like, Godzilla.
Yeah, right. The one where we watch Godzilla. The one where we were pleased by both Godzillas.
Yeah. I think they did a lot of location filming. I think a lot of it was...
New York?
Mm-hmm. Like, I think they actually did do a lot of location
I've been filming. There. I recognize some buildings. Well,
I mean, living in Chicago, I mean... How often do you get over there?
I mean, it's not far to New York from Chicago. I mean, the way I drive.
Because I think, because there were scenes where, like, they were in Jersey, and, like, that's an actual turnpike sign. That's actually Jersey City, like, legit.
Yeah. A lot of scenes took place in Jersey.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A lot of digs in New Jersey, too.
Yeah, they were not Jersey fans over in Jersey.
They were like, as if Long Island and New Jersey would provide some sort of refuge. I was like, fuck you.
New Jersey, I'm gonna protect you. It's Godzilla, motherfucker.
Oh, man.
How about when Godzilla gets hit by the torpedoes in 1998?
He pulled a Ramius maneuver from Hunt for Red October.
Oh, yeah.
He pulled a Ramius. No, where he freaking turns a torpedo around on his enemy.
Oh, yeah.
That's like straight from Hunt for Red October.
Also, I don't know if there's... Are there heat-seeking torpedoes? Is that a thing?
I don't know.
That seemed... As I watched that, I was like, I don't know if we have heat-seeking torpedoes.
Aren't they, like, timed? They're just like the original ones were, like, timed. I'm sure...
Maybe we have them now.
Advanced guidance, I'm sure.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know.
It's the military.
Also, how bad were those helicopter pilots?
Oh, dude, not great.
They were real bad.
Mm-hmm. Let me figure it's hard to fly through New York City.
Let me go back to one scene. He's right on my tail. Pull up, you asshole. Mm. You're in a helicopter.
That's what Christine said also.
Right.
But
that drove me nuts.
The thing about helicopters is they basically gain speed by pitching forward and in themselves losing altitude in that process.
They're kind of like in a mid-free fall, yeah.
Yeah, so to go higher, he would have had to go slower, which would have potentially got him ganked by Godzilla. So I kind of got that. Christine and I talked about it too while we were watching it, and I was like, to go higher, you need to go slower, effectively.
I guess.
I mean, granted, that was like... an Apache or whatever helicopter. Yeah. Those things are pretty badass.
But I also think it was funny that, like, Godzilla can outrun Apaches, which go over 200. I think it can go about 200 miles an hour.
I mean, yeah, Godzilla's fast. What's up?
But he can't swim faster than a sub.
Yeah, so swimming's slower. Swimming is a traditionally slower activity. Yeah, dude. When you swim slow. Trust me, you can run faster than you can swim.
I guess, yeah.
Damn right true. You can. Anyway.
Wow. Dave coming big on the side of 98 Godzilla. Wow.
Big fan.
Didn't expect this.
Big fan. You know what the biggest difference between the Godzilla is? I think I wrote this in big letters.
Aside from their size and the way they look and everything else.
That was it. New Godzilla was stout.
Oh, yeah.
That guy was stocky.
Jacked.
He was fucking jet. The shoulders on that dude.
Oh, my God.
That he fucking lifts.
Like, yes. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He was came out strong. Bulky motherfucker.
I love the yell, the Godzilla yell. It was
a scream.
There was that one he did where when you thought he was done yelling, he gave you like some more yelling.
Actually, it's called the Screonk.
The Screonk.
Yeah, and every comic book with Godzilla, which there's actually a lot of Dark Horse comics. There's two omnibuses full of Godzilla comics. They're great. But every time you see it, much like Wolverine has Schnick Schnick, you know, that's his trademarked, what's the word for it? Not onomatopoeia?
Sound?
Onomatopoeia, am I right?
Is that what onomatopoeia, is that it's a description of a sound, word that describes a sound?
Yes, I think so.
I think that's right.
So the onomatopoeia for Godzilla's scream is Screonk.
Screonk. Mm. That's what Godzuki uses to summon him. He screonks.
You're right.
He's like, what?
You're right.
Godzilla!
And Godzuki.
And
that theme is coming back to me more than I ever expected.
Classic. You know what? I can't remember any of the human characters. It was all about Godzilla and Godzuki.
It was like knockoff Johnny Quest.
It's exactly what it was. It was knockoff Johnny Quest. It was
really
like
bad.
A scientist-y father figure and like two kids or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's totally what it was. That's so funny.
It's real bad. It's a real bad show.
So, I mean, we're coming up on an hour and change, I guess.
I can still go on.
I mean, yeah. I'm wondering what I have for notes here, though, because I just scribble shit down. I know you do the same thing, but
I just love that everybody in this movie was a stereotype. Let's be honest. You got the New York stereotypes, you got the military stereotypes,
you got the Japanese stereotypes.
Yes, they were very stereotypical. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Because in the movie,
French stereotypes.
The movie that was what I was getting to.
Jewish stereotypes.
I don't remember that one.
Black stereotypes.
I also don't remember that one.
White stereotypes. Matthew Broderick.
Yep.
Boom.
Done. No, but
stereotypical.
When the movie opened, I think I have a note. Japanese stereotype, eating noodles and watching sumo. Okay, we get it.
Right? And they're fishing.
Yeah. Like
they're fishing?
Are they supposed to be Japanese? Are they supposed to be Japanese?
I actually forgot about that whole first scene.
Really?
Oh, yeah. When I rewatched it, I was like, oh, the boat and the Godzilla. Cool.
Yep. Which is a good nod to the 1984 Godzilla. That movie opens similar.
1984 Godzilla?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see it.
That's actually one of the best.
Was I supposed to watch it for this?
Nope.
This podcast?
Don't worry, you're in the clear.
No?
You're good. You're good.
You gotta let me know if there's more movies we gotta watch.
I mean, if you wanna watch all the Godzilla movies, you got about 40 movies.
It's a lot of
roughly Godzilla. 35, 40 movies to watch.
It's a lot of Godzilla.
So just watch the new one. The new one's really good.
Which one's the new one? 2014?
Excellent. Shin Godzilla. It came out last year.
I actually think I almost watched it by mistake, which is why I texted you and said, 2014?
You would have been disappointed, but it's a totally different take on it, too.
Is it in Japanese?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you can get it dubbed, too.
I wouldn't have watched it.
It's better dubbed.
I wouldn't have bothered. I dub everything. In fact, we went back and forth because of subtitles a couple times on this.
Yeah, I know.
I'll do that. I'll be like, oh, I'll watch this version and see if this version works, and this doesn't have subtitles. And some things weren't working at all. And at some point, I was like, I can't do this.
No, I'm the same way. If I have to watch something subtitled and it's something I really want to watch, I'll watch it. But if I have the option to watch it dubbed, I'll watch it dubbed.
Yeah. The problem is that even if it's English, I'm still reading those subtitles.
See, I'm not.
I can't help myself.
No.
I spend the whole movie looking down at the bottom half of the screen reading subtitles instead of watching the movie.
Yeah.
That's why I just can't do it. Can't do it.
Fair enough.
Too distracting. But fortunately, I think we figured it out where the Frenchies only spoke a little bit of French.
Yeah, like two sentences. Yeah.
Yeah, and then all died.
Except for Jean Reno.
I like how we got, again, Jurassic Park.
Yeah, a lot.
Raptors. We got the T-Rex.
Let's talk about that.
And these raptors were adorable. way funnier slash cuter than
right?
raptors.
I don't
want to
kill you guys.
Jurassic Park raptors were like, it would like jump on a guy and you see the tail wavering mm-hmm. and like go for the jugular, and they were scary.
These
raptors
were like snub-nosed little cutie. Yeah.
I might eat you.
They just want some fish.
Hi. Oh, we're out of fish. I might eat you. Huh. Interesting. I'm a Godzilla.
You sound like Don Knotts. Like
I'm a Godzilla, and I might eat you. You look delicious. Delicious.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
And they were tripping on the basketballs and the gumballs.
Oh, the gumballs. The gumball machine was the move to make.
I know.
Of course, if you pause for half a second, like he did, those things would have been on you. See how close those fuckers were.
His running at the end of the movie kind of bothered me.
Oh, well, any running in any movie is
nobody looks great running. No. To be honest.
And you know what? They've always got more time because you want that feeling of intensity. So you want that thing right on them, mm-hmm. but also you want them to do stuff to make you think like, oh, maybe this will help him get away. This is how he did, like throw over that gumball machine.
Yeah.
But in reality, if an animal like a raptor was coming out, like if that was a tiger,
I wouldn't.
Do you think
stop
that would have worked?
All. Yeah. No. No.
Like how
no.
fast would that tiger have been on you?
Yeah.
Oh, let me just throw over this Oh, tiger! Tiger! Tiger on me. No, you wouldn't be knocking over gumball machines. No.
Also, you don't think to do that because you're running for your fucking life.
Right? Because you're at your heart, you're an ape.
Yeah. You're just like, running.
Predator! Predator! Yeah. It's not good.
Well, next time you and I are being chased by a vicious animal.
Don't have to run faster than the animal.
Just run faster than the slowest person.
Yep.
Yep.
Bingo. Get up in that tree, dog. That's where you go.
Also, I mean, I think logistically speaking, the way Godzilla moves underground in...
Doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
No.
What does he do? It made it feel like he was swimming.
Yeah.
Through dirt.
Through rock.
He wasn't really a
cement
digger.
And,
yeah.
Yeah. No. That one was hard to buy.
Mm-hmm. Those tunnels did not feel big enough
but
for
they
Godzilla.
Really but they needed a way to make sure that Jamiroquai could make deeper underground, which is one of the best songs from that soundtrack. It was
really?
First premiered on that soundtrack, yeah. I'm going deeper underground. You never heard that song? Oh, it's
no, I love that song.
It was the first.
That song is in 1998 Godzilla.
Absolutely, I owned the soundtrack and listened to it back and front, man.
When the fuck did they play that?
You barely hear it on like a radio in I think Audrey or Animal's House.
Oh, okay.
But it was definitely on the soundtrack. It's one of the best songs on it. As well as...
Wow, I didn't realize that. I like that song.
It's such a great song. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Jamiroquai, JK.
Jamiroquai.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, for sure. I had no idea, and I just watched it, and I did not notice that.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
You didn't own the original soundtrack.
No, I did not. I did not own the original Godzilla soundtrack.
Which was a huge deal at the time, which also featured P. Diddy and Robert Plant covering, was it Kashmir?
I don't know. You on the soundtrack?
It was the end credits. It was the end credits.
I don't think
it was a kind of Led Zeppelin P. Diddy crossover song, which was actually pretty bad.
Wow, Brandon, you are a huge Godzilla fan. Holy shit.
I also own the soundtracks from like the 50s and 80s movies, too, which are some of the best music.
Of course you do, obviously. Why wouldn't you?
Well,
I mean,
gotta go full bore.
Respect.
When you like something, you gotta love something.
I can appreciate it.
I fucking love Godzilla so much, dude. So many. There are like some good movies that I would actually recommend to you that are solid. There's some that are campy and really dumb, but fun regardless. But most of them are like, again, a rainy afternoon or you're home sick one day. Watch a Godzilla movie. It's mindless. It's fun, you know?
So as far as classic Godzilla
movies. Both these
movies
were way serious compared to a lot of the classic Godzilla movies.
I was going to say, which one of these movies pairs up better with like a classic Godzilla movie? Which did you think held more true to Godzilla?
I mean, which held more true? Let's be honest. It was 2014. 1998 was, again, as far as Godzilla fans go, in name only relation to the Japanese Godzilla.
Without having ever seen an old Godzilla movie, I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah.
Because you can tell.
Yeah.
As a monster movie,
mm-hmm.
the second Godzilla movie, the 2014 one,
oops.
If I'm going to delineate, was way
was
better.
Up here. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was way up there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I
the other one.
Some more Bryan Cranston.
Oh, yeah.
God, what a genius.
The way he went out, too, is so sad.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he's like, go home to your family. And you're like, oh, my God, Brad Chris. Oh, my God.
But in his final minutes, just like, it's not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not worth it.
Yeah, he was like,
Godzilla. It's
he
a
realized
cocoon.
The folly of his ways. Yeah,
it's a cocoon with a moth in it. It's not even Godzilla.
Yep.
Yeah, that was.
It was sad.
I love the way they portrayed nuclear waste, which was just like gooey stuff, slime.
Where?
Just anywhere. Anywhere there was nuclear waste, they would always put their hand down and be like, ugh.
Oh, I thought that what was supposed to be, I don't think that was supposed to be nuclear waste. I thought that was like mucus from the big giant monster.
Oh, really? Yeah. I thought that was like nuclear.
I mean,
whatever.
It's probably radioactive, let's be honest. But yeah, I don't think that was not supposed to be nuclear waste. That was just supposed to be like, oh, he already chomped through this thing.
So, and hey, Godzilla is not even hard to track, apparently. You just have him in the center of your armada.
He just didn't seem to care. Because again, he doesn't know or care about humans. They're not a thing to him.
Well, we shoot at him and stuff, so he cares at some point.
He cared a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
There were parts where
he took out the Golden Gate Bridge.
Cared.
He cared, yeah.
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 Those Mutos did not like humans, though. They ate them every chance they could.
Yeah, but when, really? Other than when they were attacking
them. At the end, you're right.
Yeah. Yeah. At the end, when they first come into the city, and there's all the refugees, and then the guys start firing off the roof, I was like, were you shooting small arms fire against these giant things? What are you guys doing?
That was, okay, are you talking about Hawaii?
Yeah.
So when they're in Hawaii, and all the people go up to the roof because of a tsunami,
yep.
And then out of nowhere, there's military guys shooting over your head. I'm like, that doesn't seem like protocol or safe or anything.
It doesn't seem effective either.
No.
What's happening right now?
No.
He's using small arms against this giant monster. What is going to happen? What?
Who gave the order to open fire? This is my question. Who gave that order?
Silly military people.
Yeah, silly military.
Silly.
Mm-hmm. Again, not bad guys.
No, not a
lot of times in these disaster movies, you get bad guys.
They
guy military.
Serve their purpose.
They did the best they could.
Yep. Given the situation.
They lost a lot of hardware along the way.
Yeah, they for sure did. Remember that time Godzilla threw a tank?
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember flaming
that?
Tank.
Yeah, I remember that. I don't remember that.
No? I think it was at the end.
Okay.
I don't remember where.
I think you mean the river.
Maybe.
And
the
flaming tank came out of the fog.
Yes.
Yeah, it was flooding.
You're right, that wasn't Godzilla, that was the other dude.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, that whole scene bugged me where they're like, we're going to cross this bridge and we're clear to go.
If I could take one scene out of it, I would take that scene.
Yeah. And why are we, this thing's attracted to nuclear energy. We're just going to try and sneak this nuke right through.
Yeah, right.
What the fuck are you guys doing?
Yeah.
And we have a ton of nukes. Yeah. There wasn't one closer.
Yeah, there wasn't one like near San Francisco.
There wasn't a nuclear submarine nearby.
True. Good point.
I just don't get it. But.
Yeah, that one was. If I could take one scene out of it, it was that bridge scene.
Yeah, that didn't make much sense. The Hawaii scene was good.
The Hawaii scene was awesome.
The
tsunami
and the flooding.
And they're fighting in the airport. And then I did, as a lot of people didn't like this decision, but I did like it, where you don't actually see the battle. You see it on TV when the kid's watching it at home.
Oh, yeah.
I like that. That's a kind of Gareth Edwards thing, I think.
Yeah, that was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Yeah, I mean, you saw a bit of it. Certainly.
I'd have a problem with it, for sure.
I think it's a good directorial choice.
It gave you some variety in the combat, and you get to see an all-out fight until the end.
Yeah, which was badass.
Yeah. Again, silly. Godzilla made such short work of those guys that Godzilla, if you just maybe fucking work this out a little bit in the beginning instead of just going in balls out. And
just like, before you take those few steps into battle, just maybe think about it.
Right?
Yeah, maybe.
Plan it out a little bit. I mean, you had the time. You were swimming for fucking ever. Just don't run in there and be distracted immediately by somebody tapping you on the shoulder. Like, what? What's happening? Oh, there's two of them.
That reminds me of back in the 98 one.
Uh-huh.
How did Godzilla get from the Pacific to the Atlantic so quick?
He was in the Pacific?
Yes.
Where?
The South China Sea. And then Tahiti or whatever.
And then it comes up in New York.
And then the next thing you see him is it's at Eastern Seaboard, Atlantic Ocean.
He moves fast, dog.
I think he went through the Panama Canal, had to pay tolls and everything.
He may have got to go pay a bunch of tariffs, all those locks.
Yeah.
He's just like, bring it down, bring it down. Yeah. I'm going to New York. No, we're going to see New York, buddy. It's been my dream.
I just thought that was a pretty gaping plot hole.
Yeah,
I think
that's
maybe
true.
They did
I didn't
it.
Even think about that.
Maybe they set it in one of like the military diagrams. But
how
regardless.
About in the beginning when she first sees Matthew Broderick on TV, and he's going through and he's stepping in the footprint and he's doing all the, and it's a repeat of all the scenes we just saw,
mm-hmm.
except for there was no film crew at these scenes.
No.
Nobody made a comment of like, hey, get those film guys out of here. It was a top secret government thing.
I'll remind you of Encounter at Farpoint, the first episode of Star Trek, where you get to see the first half of the episode as they're saying, let me get you up to speed. And then the view screen shows just clips from the first half of the episode.
Does it?
Yes. It's such a dumb part of that episode.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, when they're on Battle Bridge. And Riker comes on and he goes, oh, let's get you up to speed. And he sits down and literally watches clips of the first half of the episode.
You got to figure that there are cameras on a starship. There's sensors that would be able to render a physical three-dimensional representation of what had occurred.
Okay.
Just like the holodeck. Watch Black Mirror. It's really, it's some trippy Star Trek-y shit. Dude, if we fucking don't blow ourselves into apocalypse, it's going to be an interesting next like 30 years.
I hope so.
There's some cool technological shit on the horizon that is terrifying mm-hmm. and delightful. But that's neither here nor there. Godzilla, we're running.
We're doing all right.
We're okay.
I'm pretty much like, yeah.
Close on time. I just want to see if there was anything I really wanted to get in there. The doctor doesn't wear gloves. I'm not sure where I got that from, but just writing down whatever.
This is an outrage.
Whatever comes to me. Like, it just seemed odd, I guess. I'm not even sure which doctor I was talking about.
Which movie?
I don't know. The first one. The first one.
Okay. I don't remember a doctor.
Oh. She doesn't even pretend to be buying anything at the store when she runs into Matthew Broderick.
No.
She just walks in the store and she's like, hey, Matthew Broderick. And he's like, oh, my God. Oh my God! It's
Audrey.
You,
Audrey. What's up?
Oh shit, Audrey. That's right, Audrey.
Nick. What's Nick Topadopoulos?
Nick Topadopoulos,
the worm guy.
And she's like, yeah, I just was stalking you and came into this store.
Yeah, I just happened to be in the same corner in this disaster situation.
Like, oh yeah, I was here for gum. And wow, it's crazy. You're here too.
Yeah.
Like, it was just like, hey, I've been following you. I'm specifically here to see you.
I'm not totally hung up on you.
That's not suspicious at all. What an idiot. What a moron.
Just
come back to the tent where I keep my top secret.
That was
tapes.
Super shitty of her. That was super shitty of her.
Oh, super shitty.
That was real shitty
but
of
super
her.
Dumb of him.
Yeah.
Hey, you remember these tapes that said top secret on them? I'm just going to
leave them out.
These are here. He's telling her all about like the theories and shit. Dude, you're working for the government now, son.
She's a reporter. Although,
she is a reporter.
I like what he said. He's like, I shouldn't have had to say it wasn't off the record. Or like, you know.
Yeah, but at the same time, I mean, come on, Mr. Nick Topadopoulos. She's a reporter. How about you have some form of self-control there?
You okay there, buddy?
Yeah.
You got a burp that won't come?
You okay? I had a burp that needed to be worked out before I got myself
like,
another drink. I'm going to do shortly. In fact, Brandon, entertain these kind folks.
Well, okay. Let's talk about some old Godzilla movies. If you get a chance, watch Godzilla 1984. Fantastic film. Also known as Godzilla's Revenge in America, which I could also talk about the craziness of how when they brought it to America, they had to put in the same actor that they brought into the 1955 one.
What?
Yeah, so there's in 1955 and 1985, there's two versions of Godzilla. There's the American one and the Japanese one. So both of those movies had, you know, releases in both countries. In America, they threw Raymond Burr, this actor who was known as Perry Mason. He was like the Detective Perry Mason on the old show. They threw him into that movie. And his character name in the 50s was Steve Martin. And there wasn't
Steve Martin?
There was not a Steve Martin back then. So the problem was when it came to making the 80s one and they threw him back in the movie, they realized, oh, we can't call him Steve Martin because there's a Steve Martin, a very famous Steve Martin. So throughout the entire movie, which he's not in much, they literally just interjected scenes with the Americans. But when he's in the movie, they just call him Mr. Martin.
Mr. Martin.
Mm-hmm.
That's clever.
Yep.
I like that.
That's some one
right,
of
with some old school fucking Godzilla trilogy.
One little gem from the treasure chest of Godzilla trivia that I hold on to.
I mean,
ladies. So
yeah, give Brandon a call, folks.
If you're a fan of Godzilla,
this again something. Ooh, that, what did you say? He's never going to save your life or get you hired.
Yep.
Put it on the old resume.
Nope.
I thought it was interesting that when she was looking at the pictures on the wall,
yeah,
or on his desk or whatever, there's a picture of them like piggyback riding,
uh-huh.
And I was just like, who took that picture? Who takes the perfect piggyback riding photo?
Maybe they had a professional photographer.
A piggyback ride is an impromptu event that happens like, ah, I'm giving you a piggyback ride. Who was there like, let me snap the perfect picture.
That's either really staged or there's a creeper who took their picture.
Yeah, some hobo on the street. Like some stalker is like, oh, they're piggyback riding. Oh, my God.
That's a good point.
The tapes being labeled in big red letters, top secret. Top secret. That wasn't conspicuous at all.
Nope.
He leaves her in the tent. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Why would you do that? The cameraman follows him in the most conspicuous van of all time.
Yeah, big red van.
He's like, yo, well, you know, I followed him because, you know, I thought this movie's got to go somewhere.
I wanted to make sure he got to the airport, okay, because that's where that he assumed he was going.
I just, you know, this movie has to progress in some manner, so I followed him. I followed him, and I said, hey, some French guys. And
they're going to go back into the city.
Yeah, that we should follow them.
So dumb.
And I'm not sure if he was from Brooklyn or Australia. Or
both.
Where?
Apparently.
That was a
great Hank's area.
Yeah, right? they go to Madison. They're under Madison Square Garden.
Oh,
and
they
go,
ruined the garden.
Well, but the first group goes, what's up there?
And there's a big sign. A giant size is Madison Square Garden.
Exactly.
Yeah, that one's great. Exactly. Like, I know you're French, but I know you can fucking read.
Right?
Like,
it's Madison Square Garden. You fucking heard of it? You fucking French fucker.
Oh, my God. Although it was funny when Hank was there. He's like, they ruined the garden. That's it.
They ruined the garden.
Now I'm mad.
Yeah, I actually liked Animal.
He's a good... What's Hank Azaria? You can't go fucking
wrong.
He
is an enjoyable character.
He's a great actor. Yeah.
At one point, when they're getting in the elevator, the T-Rex is like coming at him, and he kicks it in the head.
Yeah.
And he pushes its head back out. I was like, really? This thing's got muscles the size of your fucking neck. And it's just like pushed its head back out.
It's a newborn. Doesn't know what to do with those muscles yet.
I guess. I don't know. It just seemed silly. I was like, oh, that's all it takes? Oh, let me just put my foot on its head.
I love when he goes up. When he goes up one floor. And
these things
up.
Aren't even threatening.
Wrong floor. Yeah, yeah. They're really dumb.
All you gotta do is put your foot on its head. It's no big.
Shoot down some chandeliers.
Oh, dude. When they're broadcasting.
Yeah.
From the garden,
mm-hmm.
She goes, what does she say? She goes, the network is on an internet.
Intranet.
Yeah, no, I thought it was internet.
Nope. I had subtitles on the whole time.
Oh, really? Because mm-hmm. intranet would be like a net that's local.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I thought she said an internet, like between here and the studio, it's an internet.
No, intranet of but like their
either way,
network.
That's such like a technological drop of
yeah.
this when this occurred.
Yeah.
The internet was kind of a new thing.
Uh-huh. I mean, you don't even see it in the movie.
Yeah. We're, this is networked via the intranet
mm-hmm.
to
the studio.
Studio.
Or the, yeah.
I thought that was just like a wow, the times.
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. This movie is a product of its time for sure.
Oh, the. You know what I noticed? I never noticed this before, and I don't know if it was intentional. When they're stuck in the tunnel in the cab in the first one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right at the end.
And they use the high beams. He'd been using the flash of the camera, and it always got its attention every time.
Oh, all right.
And I was like, oh, maybe that's because he's bothered by light.
Maybe he's not that dumb.
The high beams. It's like, oh, shit. Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I made a note of that.
But right after that, Godzilla almost eats the cab with a chunk of ground, apparently.
Oh, yes.
And rips that chunk off the ground, but there's still live wires. How are there still live wires if they're not connected to anything?
And he can't chew through that. He chewed through the asphalt to get it in his mouth.
But he can't crush a fucking cab. Yeah.
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 Oh, man, this cab is tough. I better spit this out so I can eat this asphalt
first. It's a real gamey cab.
Yeah. Oh, man. Tell you what.
But how was that live? How was that wire live?
It probably shouldn't have been.
Nope.
But, you know, effects.
Yep.
Drama.
Plot.
And you know what I noticed in the credits? Actually, I can't take credit for this. Christine pointed this out.
What?
All the French characters were named Jean something.
Really?
It was like Jean Pierre, Jean Jacques, Jean Philippe, Jean.
That's funny.
It was just, oh wow, we went real French.
Oh, they went. They went real hog on that. Yeah.
Fucking Frenchers. let's see.
I love those guys.
Do you have anything you wanted to? Do you have anything you wanted to cover that we didn't hit yet?
I think that's pretty much it. Jean Reno, really one of the better parts of that movie. You know, The Professional, Leon. It's one of the best parts of that movie. Everybody does a pretty solid job in 98, given what they could. The effects, while dated, are still fun. I did, like, I loved the chase where the helicopters are chasing him because they used a miniature for the actual city. Like, everything else was CG, but, like, the camera pulling through the city was miniatures.
That's cool.
Yeah. And I always enjoyed that part. A lot of the movie leaves a lot to be desired because it's just dumb. Very dumb. But the new one, you know, was very good, just a lot heavier. Don't expect to be a lighthearted monster movie romp. It's not. It's pretty sad. It's pretty heavy. But it's epic.
Yeah.
It's very good.
This won't necessarily be the last time I watch either of these movies.
Good to know. I'm happy to hear that.
Put it that way.
Yeah.
But
I've seen both multiple times, so I'll still watch.
This is my first time for 2014. I've seen the 1998 a bunch of times, but it's still a classic.
Yeah.
It's just a 1990s classic. But I'd watch the 2014 one.
It was pretty good.
Again. I mean, not tonight.
No. But if only like for like the good monster scenes, like Hawaii, like the Honolulu scene and the big fight in San Francisco, which was awesome.
Yeah.
Just turn up the brightness this time. You'll probably be happier.
I'm going to have to.
Yeah, that's a shame. I'm glad I did turn up the brightness. I wonder how much you missed because of that.
You know what? I got the gist of it. There were monsters. They were fighting. At one point, I think I wrote down, I actually did write down right here. Is this a horror movie? Too dark. Too dark.
Right?
Yeah.
But going back to, I think I said this way in the beginning. So Ken Watanabe and a lot of other characters in the movie just seemed like they were high on ecstasy because it was just long takes of them kind of staring off.
Oh.
A lot of long takes.
Would you believe there's a Godzilla?
It was really Dr. Sarazawa, Ken Watanabe's character, was just this the whole time. Like, what? What?
Exactly. It's shocking.
Staring long into the distance.
Let them fight.
Let them fight.
This is a very shocking situation.
I'm very sorry for your loss. I am rolling face right now.
All I can do is stare vaguely off into the distance.
That's all he did. Oh. And Kick-Ass had a few times like that, too.
Yeah, he did. Well, yeah. I feel like his whole character was like that.
Well, he got a fucked up childhood, obviously.
Yeah. How sad was that scene in the beginning where his dad was like, oh, just tell me you don't blame me for your mother's death. You know, I tried everything, right? And he said, let's go home, Dad. And I was like, oh, man. You don't say, let's go home, Dad. You say, of course, Dad.
I know.
Unless you actually blame him for your mother's death.
Yup.
Which is like this fucked up.
And then he goes back and he sees,
I don't have any issues. I'm fine.
And then he goes back and he sees that his son put up the sign. You know, like he realizes that. Because they had to evacuate before he could go home and see the happy birthday sign.
Oh,
and he goes
right.
home and he sees the happy birthday sign from 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like,
yeah, I wrote a note about that. I was like, that's right. This all happened on his birthday.
He's like, I fucked up my kid's childhood. Kind of. Yeah. Like, he was starting to acknowledge it there. He's like,
yep.
Oh, Bryan Cranston.
Shitty.
Make me cry, Bryan Cranston.
I didn't understand why they stored the dormant, quote-unquote, dormant monster in Nevada where, quote-unquote, where we put all the nuclear waste.
Well, I don't think they knew.
Didn't know that it was absorbing radiation from the one that was under the fucking power plant.
Even if they did, you think in those 15 years somebody should have went, oh, this one's absorbing radiation? Oh, we should probably...
Maybe we should move
We need
that.
To dig out that one next to Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah.
I also had a note about that one, too. I was like, don't they have people who like staff and work at those nuclear waste facilities and that watch... And would notice if a monster broke out of it?
You would think they'd have somebody on guard.
Maybe just a guy in a little tower.
Yeah.
That would notice half the mountain exploding and a monster coming out of it.
Yeah, there's no one there.
I don't... That one...
Yeah. They were like checking all the bins or whatever.
Clear,
and he's like, oh shit, this one's got a giant hole in the mountain.
Yeah, I know.
That we didn't notice flying
half
in.
Half the mountain is gone.
This was pretty obvious, come to think of it.
So
I saw
dumb.
It from the outside, and I said to myself, that doesn't look right. But
I
you
thought
know
maybe
what?
It was, you know, a feature. Yeah, but
protocol is protocol. So we landed, and we did a one-by-one search. And turns out, yeah, giant hole in the mountain.
Oh,
and looks like it escaped.
Yeah.
Headed towards Vegas. We probably could have got ahead of it, but...
Yeah, Vegas got fucked, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, Vegas got
I liked
got
how
fucked.
It didn't really fuck up Vegas. It just, like, walked through.
Yeah, it just made it through.
Walked through Vegas. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because fuck human beings. We don't care.
Yeah, it's not a thing to them.
No, we're all about.
Which is cool.
We're monsters.
They're kaiju, man.
Yeah. Kaiju. Yeah. Monsters.
Yeah.
Japanese monsters.
They're giant fucking monsters.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it was a good time. I would watch these again.
Word. Glad to hear.
Thank you for imparting some Godzilla knowledge. I know this is
anytime
near
you
want to
talk Godzilla,
heart.
Just give me a call.
I will hit you up.
Goes for our listeners too. Tweet at me.
Right
at Nafcast.
At Nafcast.
Godzilla.
If you want to get down
questions
to some Godzilla
out there. Mm-hmm.
He is an expert.
Self-proclaimed.
I mean, you want to talk about what we got coming up?
Oh yeah.
I
so
mean, next
we did
week,
mention it, but yeah, we're gonna do next episode should be two episodes,
right? Because the other episode
pardon
is coming
me,
out
pardon me.
Tomorrow, and then this episode is coming out next week, next
yes.
Sunday,
mm-hmm.
And then after that, you're gonna get some Star Trek, Star
absolutely.
Trek STD,
Star Trek Discovery coming back
after this episode next
premiere.
Week. From your perspective, next week.
Yeah, I mean, I could just pull up a calendar.
Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna post a schedule.
Uh-huh.
You're gonna get some STDs.
Yep, STDs all the way.
And then week after that, we're gonna do
# not my Starfleet.
Right, we're going back.
Oh yeah, baby.
What are we doing the week after that? Do we know?
No.
We have to decide on something.
We could.
I mean, we could do Jumanji, but it seems like that's a little.
It's gonna be a little hard to get the new one. It's still in theaters.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Unless we go see it, which I know you and I aren't really fans of going to the movies.
That's funny.
So
you're funny. No, we'll let you know what's coming.
Yeah,
we'll get it in the pipe. And you may have some bonus episodes coming out. We'll see how it flows. We had some guest stars. Our boy Justin, just a real good time. Ian, who's a unique, to say the least, individual,
mm-hmm.
and a really just a free spirited young man,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
Good soul,
yeah,
and Morgan, who is a person I know,
certifiably a person on this earth.
Certifiably a person I've met in person. I can vouch for his being a human being, more or less. But we love him. We love him to death.
Yep,
and he'll join us as well. Hopefully, we get those bonus episodes out to you guys soon. And
thanks to all our fans for following us, subscribing. Rating us on iTunes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You guys have been great. Just keep it up.
Subscriptions,
keep it up.
Likes, reviews, always appreciated. Even if you don't like what you're hearing, hit us up. Tweet us at Nafcast. Email us, nafcast@gmail.com.
Facebook page.
Facebook
page.
At Nobody Asked For This Podcast. Facebook.
Just nobody.
And yeah, let us know what you like, what you don't like, what you'd like to see. And
yeah.
We're having a really good time making this thing, and
yeah.
We hope you're having a real good time.
Absolutely.
I'm Dave.
I'm Brandon.
Nobody asked for this.
That was fun, man.
Yeah, dude.
Glad that we got to do like some really fun Godzilla movies.
Yeah, I know you're looking forward to that.
Yeah.
I heard that one too.